Cohoes Mayor Sean Morse has released his budget proposal for the next fiscal year. The first-term Democrat tells WAMC his $23.5 million spending plan calls for no increases in both property tax and water and sewer fees. Morse has submitted his budget to the City Board of Managers for review.
Not only are they not paying more taxes, but we have a lot of things happening. The city's not stagnant because we're not raising people's taxes. We have a lot of great things. We have new recreational programs we're going to be adding and some family events throughout the year. We're still working on revitalizing our parks, and we have a big project going on Ransom Street from Ontario to Cayuga by our Canal Square Park and our music hall. That's an $800,000 project. So we have a lot of great things happening, and having zeros to top it off just makes it that much better, and I'm really excited about that.
So you got 0% tax increase on both property tax and water and sewer fees. Everything's under the 2% property tax cap, and I see there's no layoffs or reductions in services. People are going to look at this and say, how is Cohoes and how is Mayor Morse doing this?
Well, you know, it's really simple. Every day we try to reinvent ourselves, and we look at everything that we do on a daily basis. Once a week, I look at every penny that we spend with the city controller and say, could we have done better? Is there a better way of doing this? We manage our staffing to ensure that we get the work that we need done, but we're not spending money that we don't need to spend. We look at our policies and our procedures to make sure that they give us the best bang for our buck, but also give us the great outcome that we're looking for. You know, I have this motto that has always been, if you charge me more and you give me less, you're failing. If you give me more and charge me less, you're successful. So for the last 2 years, we hope that the people see we're giving them more to make their community a better place, but we're not charging them more to do it. It's really just being on top of the budget, making sure that everything you do, you take into consideration who pays for it. It's that type of balance. You know, we like to do maintenance before we have to do repairs. We like to plan things out and ensure that before we start it, there's not a lot of overruns and money. And if you didn't think of that, one of the things that, you know, hurts is if you have a $1 million project that turns into a $2 million project. We work really hard to make sure that everything we do falls in line with the budget that we, you know, that we set. So Cohoes ain't different than anywhere else. It's just we're trying to do things a little different. We think outside of the box. We're looking for revenue generation all the time. We're looking at things like broadband and different ways to generate money through economic development. And it's just really just staying on top of your game.
Is the revitalization along that stretch of 787 that's being traffic tamed, shall we say, is that figuring in the budget at all? And how successful has that program been?
The great part is that it doesn't have to figure into our budget because the state has picked up the complete cost. You know, that's been advocated for many years. And after the tragedies that we've seen, it was something that I just was going to work every single day until we could get a commitment. And thanks to the governor's office and DOT and, you know, our local officials who helped, that's going to be a $16 million project picked up by the state. We're actually meeting with them in the next week or so to start looking at the design of 787's Boulevard. So it did not have to come into play. We've done some other things to try to generate revenue, and we looked at ways to cut cost of things that we've done for many years. And when you combine all that stuff together, we've been really lucky enough to come out with a lot of zeros and a lot of work and an excitement in our city at the same time.
You were quoted as saying Cohoes is on solid ground.
Cohoes is on solid ground. We're moving forward to becoming an all-America city once again. And, you know, our slogan is we're Cohoes proud. And as I say to people all the time, that's not a slogan in itself. It's a way of life. So in order to make any city vibrant and successful, you need a good government and you need a partnership with all of its people. And Cohoes people are just incredible. And because of that, we're all working as a team to make our city better. So it's easy to be the mayor of a city when you have such great people. So we are on solid ground.